Thank you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. You've reached Julia. How can I help you today?
Hi, Julia. I'm calling because one of your drivers hit my vehicle while delivering Amazon packages. And I was calling to figure out how to do a claim to get my vehicle fixed and get a rental to get into during that time.
And what was the state of loss?
The date of loss was today, the 12th.
What was the state of loss?
Florida.
And do you have our insured vehicle VIN?
Let's see. They put it on the, I'm looking at the accident report. Just the driver's license number and, let's see, auto owner's policy number. I'm not really seeing that they put it on the police officer gave me a report, but I just see the vehicle owner's policy number. I don't see a VIN for the vehicle.
Okay, what's the policy number?
The report. ALA 20107227.
Could you provide me with the time of loss?
Yes. Let me look at the accident report. See if he put a time on it. Approximately 4 o'clock, but I don't see an exact time on here. It probably is on here. I'm just not seeing it. But it was about 4 p.m., 3:45 to 4 p.m. this afternoon.
That's what was the loss location?
Anyway. 91, let me make sure I got this right. Hold on. Just moved in, so. No, that's not right. Nine, 7138 Harbor Concourse Circle.
And what's a good brief description of how the incident happened?
The Amazon delivery person just came up to my door and said that she accidentally hit my vehicle when delivering packages. I was not outside at the time.
Can I have your first and last name, please?
My last name or the last name of the driver?
Your first and last name.
First name, Amy, A-M-I-E. Last name is Forsyth, F-O-R-S-Y-T-H.
And what's a good phone number for you?
843-575-2574.
And what about a good email?
AMIELYNN2525@gmail.
Okay, I am currently taking some time to put in our insured's contact information.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for your patience. Could you provide me with the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
Yeah, the 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
And what's the VIN of this vehicle?
Sorry, what did you ask?
What is the VIN number to this vehicle?
Oh, one second, I'll get that for you.
And is this vehicle in your name?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
VIN is 1C4RJHBGXRC232310.
And what's the plate number?
Can you check the plate on it? Yeah, we gotta have someone check the plate on that real quick for you. Unless I have it.
And is that plate registered to Florida?
It is, yes.
Okay. And the vehicle, is it still drivable?
It is. Thank you. DRK8388.
What's a good damage description for your vehicle?
It just looks like it was scraped above the rear left. Well, if you're looking at the wheel, would it be the left or the right? Left. From, I guess, if you're looking at, well, if you're looking at the front of the vehicle, it's the rear right wheel. However you want to word that. It's just above that. It's just above the wheel, I should say. It's on the paint and on the trim.
On the driver's side.
Driver, yeah, we'll say it that way. Yeah, driver's side rear wheel. Better way to put it, yes.
And would you happen to know what the year, make, and model of our insured vehicle was?
Let's see if it says on the report. It does not say on the report. I'm sorry. Oh wait, yes, it does. It doesn't say the make and model. It says a four, a 2023 Ford. Gives the plate number, and that's it. It was a van. I mean, it's like a white plain van.
And what's that plate number?
Plate number AZ75QD.
Okay, I'm just making sure that was A, V as in Victor, 7-5.
No, A, Z.
Z as in zebra.
Yep.
Okay. And does it say what state it's registered to?
The state of Florida.
Would you happen to know a good damage description of the vehicle?
The damage description
Yes.
on that one?
Yes, ma'am.
I really don't. I'm sorry. I didn't see, go out
It's
and
no
see her
problem.
vehicle.
Was she able to drive away?
She did, yes.
And did you get her first and last name?
Her name, let's see. Yes. First name is Monica. Last name is spelled MONDESIR.
Okay, MOND as in dog.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Did you get a good phone number for her?
Yeah, her phone number is 904-437-7023.
And which police department came out?
It was just Nassau County Sheriff.
And what's that report number?
The report number is 2024-0008-0897.
Were there any witnesses that seen the incident?
Possibly. I mean, there was some guys out mowing, a mowing company out there, but I don't know who they were. And there was a UPS driver who was in the area at the same time, but that's all that I could see when I came outside.
Well, we have just taken the first steps in completing the claim. I do have a claim number available for you.
All right, one second here. I'll get that. Okay.
It's X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash O as in Olive, R as in Roger, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, dash 24, dash 04700.
I have XCORCA2404700.
Correct. And you also do have an
Wait.
adjuster that's assigned.
Okay.
Their first name is Devani, which is D as in dog, E, V as in Victor, O, N as in Nancy, another N as in Nancy, EE. And her last name is Wesley, which is WESLEY.
Okay.
Her phone number is 478-707-4284.
Okay.
And the last thing that I have for you is her email, which is her first name dot last name.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Having to use it on my phone. Okay. And then Wesley, WESLEY. Okay.
At X claims dot claims.
Okay. Got it.
So your adjuster should be in contact with you within the next couple of business days after she reviews over the claim. If you do need to speak with her before then you have her contact info and she should be able to speak with you about getting that rental along with those damages repaired.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great day.
Thank you too.